Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday, November 3rd. It is 5:30. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Hopefully you guys had a great Halloween weekend, and now we are back at it in November, which is crazy. I don't even know where this year has gone, but then we did the whole fall back thing. How are you doing as far as like getting acclimated to the time change?
Last night I hated it because the sunset at what, 4:45, 5 p.m.
Yeah.
That did throw me off a little bit, but I can't complain waking up Sunday morning at 8 a.m. really when it was 9. I was like, wow, I feel rested. So I honestly like the fall back. I just hate the sunset time.
The whole like just the time change always throws me off. I just feel so discombobulated all day long, and it's like, wow, it's only this time. Like, it feels like it should be later, and then I'm just all turned around. And so this morning it wasn't so bad. Like, I went to the bed at the same time, but I think today is when it's going to hit me, because yesterday just felt like a weird day that just went by really fast.
Yeah, you know, at 5 it felt like 9.
Yeah, it was just really weird. Yeah, so how was your weekend?
Oh my god, it was so eventful. It was so much fun. Not only was it Halloween and all the events that surrounded that, but today is James and I's wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. So we celebrated on Saturday night. We went to a Japanese barbecue place, which is so amazing. Have you ever been to it's similar to Korean barbecue, but like that type of style of food where you're cooking and stuff?
I've been to a Korean barbecue before, but they cooked it for us.
Oh,
at the table.
It for
like
you.
We had the thing at the table, but they made it for us, which I was so glad, because I was like, oh, I don't know how long I gotta cook this.
You know what's funny is when we go to these barbecue places, is like, I look at James, I'm like, so you cooking, right? Because I suck at doing stuff like that. So we went to that, and then yesterday we had like a seafood boil lunch, and today, since it's a Monday, we were not really going to go out and do stuff, so we celebrated over the weekend.
Oh, well, happy anniversary. How many years has it been now?
It has been 7 years.
Oh, wow.
11
Lucky
years
number
together.
Seven
years married,
this
I know.
7 year itch.
Uh-oh.
No, you'll be fine. You'll
I
be
thought
fine.
Of that too. So we were doing the math, right? And I'm like, 7 years. What do they say about the 7 year wedding anniversary again?
Yeah, the 7 year itch is when they say that's kind of like the point where it's like, if this is not going to work out, it's probably not going to work out now. But if you get past that seventh year, you're okay. Good. You're good.
One more year of test, baby. Let's do this.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. You guys are in it for the long haul.
Oh,
I love
thank
it.
Thank you. Tell me about your weekend.
It was good. It was nice. My husband, I was kind of bummed. He was working all weekend. I think I saw him for a grand total of 5 minutes this entire weekend. Like, he left in the morning, and then I'd say goodbye to him, and then he'd come back late at night, and I'm already, like, in bed. And so he, NHRA was in town, and he was working. He's a photographer, so he's out there all weekend. And on top of that, he got sick, which I feel terrible. You know, he just had, like, this cough thing going on. So maybe it was good that we weren't around each other, because I was like, I don't want to get this. But my oldest came into town, so the three of us just kind of hung out. We had a nice, like, girls' day on Friday. We, you know, just went around downtown Summerlin, grabbed some lunch. It was really nice. Friday for Halloween was so bizarre. I don't know. We got to talk about this later. Like, we hardly had any trick-or-treaters. We usually run out of candy.
Really?
And this time it was so bizarre. I cannot figure out what happened this year. I was so sad on Friday night because, I mean, we stock up. We get full-size everything. We are, like, ready to go. I'm like, where is everyone? I'm like, my porch lights are on. I'm looking outside. I'm like, what is happening? It was so bizarre.
No kidding, because on Friday night, I went to a neighborhood, just stopped by to a Halloween party, and that neighborhood was packed.
Yeah, maybe it was just my neighborhood. My daughter said, I think the kids in our neighborhood are growing up and they're not trick-or-treating anymore.
No, that makes me sad.
It makes me sad, too, because I've seen a lot of little kids in our neighborhood. So I don't know. I can't figure it out. If anyone else had that same issue, I would love to know if it was just like our part of town or what. But we did that. Saturday night, I went back and saw Alanis, which was so much fun. We had a really good time. And yeah, yesterday was just football. Can we talk about that World Series for a quick second?
Yes, please.
That was just pure insanity, pure cinema. This is why baseball is my favorite sport. I've never seen a better World Series in my life, and I'm not even a fan of either of the teams.
You know, it's same. Like, Saturday night, like, usually when the Padres are out, I'm like, okay, cool, I'll try and just follow along and stuff with that. Saturday night, watching that game, James and I looked at each other's jaw dropped multiple times. Like, what movie is being written as
my
we speak?
Gosh.
It was so good.
It was amazing. And I both teams were so great.
Yes.
It was just unreal. So yeah, I was kind of in awe all weekend thinking back. I'm like, that was crazy. I couldn't stop thinking about that.
I do not like the Dodgers being a Padres fan, but I do gotta give it to them. I could not believe that they won.
It was wild. So yeah, a lot happened over the weekend. We're gonna get to all of that, but let's start. Have you ever tried to be polite about your friend's pet? Like, even though deep down you would rather, like, never step foot in their house again. Steph has one of those pets in her life, and this dog's affection goes a little overboard, huh?
Yeah, maybe too much. A little full-on commitment with this dog. So this past weekend, I went to my friend's house, and usually when I go to my friend's house, I usually bring my dog, Momo. Well, I didn't bring Momo this time, and the reason why I say that is Momo usually goes there, and Momo gets this sort of love and affection from this dog that now I got. So I walk in, and they have the cutest little chihuahua. I love that dog. Sometimes I will dog watch their dog, and he doesn't act like this at my house. But when I go over to their house, it is like a totally different story. This dog would not stop humping my leg.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you ever been there, like, at a friend's house where that pet just kept either barking or just begging, or maybe even in my situation, kept pumping my leg? It was just like, stop, like, hey, stop, dog. And every single time, like, we would be mid-conversation, or maybe we'd be distracted by the TV or something, come right back up, and it'd be going back at my leg.
Was it only you that it was targeting?
Yes, it was only targeting my leg. And when we would go over with Momo, Momo would always get humped. And we were the
And
ones.
You were fine with that. Like, yeah, just deal with it.
With Momo, we're just like, Momo, just tell him stop. Just tell him stop. And then he'll just growl and stay there like,
I haven't had that happen, but I do have friends with really, like, aggressive dogs. And I mean aggressive, like, in showing you affection. Like, I have one friend who has a really big dog that, like, literally comes up to my waist, and he, I think it's a he. No, actually, I think it's a she. Always comes up and like sticks her nose in my crotch. Like, oh my gosh. Like, and I push him away. And like, the thing is they're very dismissive about it. And I'm kind of like, come get your dog, you know? And they're like, oh, she's just playing. She's just making sure you're okay. I'm like, well, I don't like this. I don't like this. Like, take your dog away. Like, please. I don't like when people just let their dogs jump up on you and like, they're friendly. Don't worry. And I'm like, okay, I just don't like them jumping on me. Can you not, you know?
Yes. Oh my gosh. And then, so my friends are always like, come on, baby, come here, come here, come here. But that's it. It's like, he's not learning a lesson. And I don't get this either. Cause usually I've heard when dogs are fixed, either spayed or neutered, that phase will kind of trickle away. This dog is fixed, and this dog was going at me. So I'm like, what is it? Like, how do you train your dog to stop doing that, one? And then two, I was wearing black pants, and that dog shed like no other. So there's me lint rolling every 5 minutes, and then after I lint roll, it go back at it again.
It just knew that you were not wanting it. I don't know. You know what gets me, since we're talking about dogs? I saw this like 3 times over the weekend at different places. Why do people have to take their pets everywhere with them? Why, like, why do you have to take your dog with you every single...
Like, what places?
Okay, I love animals. Don't get me wrong. I love dogs so much. But, like, they don't need to go to brunch. They don't need to go to the salon. They don't need to be at the grocery store. Like, I was shopping the other day, and this lady and her, like, I think it was, like, a golden doodle, are, like, the dog is sitting in the cart, like, where the food goes. And I'm sorry, but, like... I don't want to grab a loaf of bread like from the same spot where a golden doodle just took a nap. You know what I mean?
Are you sure that you didn't see me, Momo, and James this past weekend?
At the grocery store?
No, we went to go get Christmas decorations.
Oh my gosh.
Momo was with us every single step of the way.
Oh my gosh.
That's me. I take Momo everywhere I go.
Like, why? Because there's fur going on to the fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
And like, when you were talking about shedding, that's what I, because at one point this dog shook itself out and I'm like, oh my gosh, and it's right next to the apples. Like, why do you got to take them everywhere?
And you know what, I do it because Momo needs to get out of the house and we're busy all day, so we want to get him some stimulation out going out and stuff like that and get him tired, especially if we go out at night. But the grocery store is a different place. Like, don't be bringing your dog into the grocery store when you know their dirty little paws are going all over that little cart. That is what gets me.
It makes me crazy. And I am fine with dogs. I love dogs. I'm thinking about getting a dog, but...
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, November 3rd. It is 6:04. Thank you guys so much for being here. Coming off of the weekend, a busy one here in town, and I feel like it just... gaining that hour might have helped a lot of people, but still, you might feel a little thrown off. I don't understand why we do it. And I say it every year, and I'll probably say it every year from here on out, but it's like, just be like Arizona,
please,
and just stop doing it. But at least, like you said earlier, it was a fallback. So you did gain that extra hour. So there's the upside to it.
Oh, I love the fallback. I love that extra hour. It just is confusing with the sunlight and the sunset and all that stuff. But honestly, I love it. And something that on the other end, I didn't love about this weekend was Friday night, Halloween night. I went in thinking like, oh, it's going to be so much fun. We planned this night weeks in advance. And it was a total mess, chaos. So Friday night, me and my friends, we were already betting on Friday night, Halloween night. When does Halloween land on a Friday? We got to go out. So we're like, let's leave by 10:45 at our friend's place and we'll head out to Fremont. So we're like, okay, let's go. We're getting into our Uber. And right when the Uber is creeping into downtown, you can see the craziness. The traffic to get in is bumper to bumper. Everybody in their costumes are walking around. And we're like, you know what? Don't worry about it, Uber driver. We'll just get dropped off here and we'll walk. The closer we started getting to Fremont, the more crazy it got. So we're like, what is these crazy lines that we wanted to get into to the club? We stood in the line for the club that we always go to, and it was around the building. We were standing like are we really going to wait in this line? My friends are like, we Ubered here. We planned this whole night. Let's just stand in line. We ended up staying in that line for 2 hours.
That was your Halloween, standing in line?
Standing in line for 2 hours. And the place was so unorganized. There was no one managing the line. We weren't even sure if we were in the right line for the right club. And it was just shoulder to shoulder chaos. There was no one just, you know how like some people will direct you, like security guards or whatever, like you guys hug tight, you guys get on this line. Nobody was doing that. It was so horrible.
Man, that's like the worst. So your Halloween wasn't a good one.
No, it was so annoying. So we got there around 11. We stood in line for about 2 hours. It was 1 a.m. James had work the next morning. So we're like, what do you want to do? We're going to get in there. We're not even close to being to the front. What? We get in line, pay $50 a person or something crazy, and then we're there for 30 minutes?
Yeah, exactly.
So he's like, let's get out of here. So we went to go get Mexican food.
That's what you should have done in the first place.
Darn it. So we really underestimated what Halloween was like on a Friday night in Las Vegas.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's chaotic at some of these, you know, places that have costume contests and, like, you know, drink specials. And plus, it was on a Friday, too.
My gosh.
So, yeah, that working against you.
We're like, we're going to have kids in a few years. Let's be selfish. Let's go out for ourselves. Last time I ever do that.
That's not going to happen. Kind of like when I stand in line for Rise of the Resistance. I'm like, why am I doing this? But then I at least get in there eventually, you know?
Well, at least I had Mexican food to top it off.
Yeah, exactly.
It was good.
That's a long line to stand in for Mexican food, but at least you got that. All right, we've got a lot coming up on the show this morning at 7:30. Your tickets to see Mariah Carey. You know, it's time, and it's the holiday season, because we all know that starts November 1st now instead of after Thanksgiving. And you're going to see her at Dolby Live on December 3rd. We've got your tickets with the Mega Minute. We also have tickets this morning right around 8:20 to see Demi Lovato. She's coming to town. It's her It's Not That Deep tour coming to the MGM Grand Garden Arena next May, and we've got your tickets for that also. And coming up next, Stranger Things drama off screen. Millie Bobby Brown reportedly accused David Harbour of harassment and bullying before filming the final season. We have details coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have Millie Bobby Brown trending this morning. There's some behind-the-scenes drama in the Stranger Things world. Millie Bobby Brown reportedly accused her on-screen dad, David Harbour, of bullying and harassment before they even started filming this final season.
Wow.
Yeah, she supposedly filed a formal complaint and even had her own representative with her when they shot the season finale. Now, a source says that there were pages and pages of accusations and that the investigation dragged on for months. Nothing sexual was alleged, but it was serious enough to face an internal inquiry on that one.
That is absolutely crazy to me, because just watching the show, their on-screen chemistry with the father-daughter relationship is so incredible. To know if this happened, that is insane off the screen.
Yeah, and that's why they get paid the big bucks, because they're able to act it out. But nobody seems to know how this ended. If it did end, no one is saying whether it did. His estranged wife, Lily Allen, the singer, she was said to have stood by him through all this, but now their breakup has turned really ugly. She's accusing him of cheating several times, including with someone from the costume department on his movie, We Have a Ghost.
Mm.
So that's not good. And she even released an album called West End Girl that fans think is full of references to their failed marriage and his alleged cheating. I'm just kind of bummed, because with the final season of Stranger Things coming up here, this is just really going to cast a dark shadow on it, because we're all going to be watching it now knowing that something was up between the two of them, right?
I, you know what? That's what I was thinking. It's like it's at the end of the month. Everyone's going to be watching it. Everyone's going to be talking about it. But do you think that the hype of Stranger Things and the just overall success of the finale might overshadow what's going on between Harper and Millie Bobby Brown?
Well, I definitely think so. I mean, it's the final season. I think a lot of people are going to be talking about that. But I think in the back of our minds,
yeah,
you know, we're going to be talking about that, as we should. You know, you got to bring to light situations like this if it is true. You know, and people can't get away with doing things that are not ethical on,
yes, yeah,
in the workplace. I'm not sure exactly what happened, so I don't want to accuse anyone of anything, but if this is true, then good for her for standing,
yes,
up for herself. That had to have been intimidating. What, she's a 21-year-old adult, but he's, I don't know, probably well into his 40s or 50s. Yeah, so I'm glad she stood up for herself if this is the case. So I'm sure we'll keep hearing more and more about maybe what it was. We'll see, but when we do, we'll keep you posted, and that is what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Game 7 of the World Series on Saturday night was wild. If you watched, you know, like, that game was back and forth and the craziness of it all. Honestly, I didn't expect, when I made my weekend plans, that there would be a Game 7 on Saturday night.
Ah, that's why.
I didn't expect that. You know, the Dodgers ended up winning Game 6, and then it went to that final game on Saturday. And I found myself Saturday night watching that game on my daughter's phone during the Alanis Morissette concert.
You did?
I was so excited to go back and see this show, you guys. In my defense, this isn't any concert. If you've seen it, you know. That's the only way I can describe it. It's like, it's therapy, it's education, it's immense entertainment with her skills. I mean, you just feel something. So I saw her before a few weeks ago, and I was telling my daughter about it, and she was like having major FOMO. She's like, I wish I would have gone. I should have gone with you. And I was like, you know what? Let's go again. Let me see if I can find some tickets. So I found some resale tickets. They were a little more than face value, but it was reasonable. So I bought the tickets, and honestly, it was even better the second time. And Sophie did her homework. I was so proud of her. She listened to nothing but Alanis for the last 2 weeks. So she knew,
nice,
she knew the songs. She memorized the lyrics. And so we're getting ready to leave, and the game starts at 5, and we're like, oh my gosh, what do I do?
Yeah.
Like, we want to watch this game, because it was back and forth. It was crazy. And is that rude to watch a game at a concert? 702-364-9400. I swear, we were the most popular people there, because they saw, people would see us with the game on our phones, and they're like looking over us and like, wow, what's the score? Who are you guys rooting for? But in the meantime, we're singing, it's ready. Oh yeah, what's the score? All right, Reading Day. Like, it was, I mean, this was my music, this was my era, and now my daughter's connecting with it too. But I do this a lot when I love something. I go in like all in.
Yeah,
I will get tickets to multiple shows. I'll rewatch, I'll revisit, I'll relive. Does anyone else do that, where something is so good for you, you go back for more? The experience was that good, you just have to go back and do it again. I did the same thing for BTS when they came in 2022. They were here for 4 shows at Allegiant. I went to all 4 shows.
That is insane.
I just didn't want to miss anything. You know what I mean?
And did you think that every time that you watched BTS, it got better?
There were different things.
Mm.
Like, each show was different. There was different interactions, they did different things, like they sang different songs on different nights, like,
oh,
it was just so. Does anyone else do that? 702-364-9400. What was the experience that was so good you had to go back and you had to do it again?
For me, easy. When Wicked, the first one, came out, I watched it twice. I couldn't. I had to watch
so
it
so good.
I had to watch it a second time. The first time, just overwhelmed by everything they did to match the stage product and make it even better. The choreography, the costumes, the music, the song. And what really wanted me to come back for the second time and watch it by myself, because I didn't want James there, I wanted me locked in, focused, was this song here. Defying Gravity. When you see that ending the first time, you have no words. The second time I wanted to be like diagnosing every part of the, you know, the screen they were on and everything like that. So I had to watch Wicked twice.
That is definitely one that I can understand. And I did the same thing. I think I ended up seeing it three times because it was that good. And I fully intend to do that when part two comes out, too. We're getting some texts here. This one said, I saw Pink in L.A. and loved it so much. I flew to Phoenix the next weekend to see her again. My husband said, you know, it's the same show, right? Sir, no, it is not.
Sorry.
This one says, I saw Hamilton three times. Every time I told myself this is the last one. And then the second act would start and I'd be looking online for tickets again. This one says, not me going back to a restaurant two nights in a row because the risotto was that good.
No kidding.
The waiter just said, welcome home. I love that. That is so cute.
Okay, watching the World Series on your phone, were you watching it literally live or were you just keeping up score like on ESPN?
We were watching it live.
No, you were not.
On YouTube TV.
Come on.
Yeah, we hooked up to the Wi-Fi. The guy behind us was a Jays fan and he kept tapping us, what score? I'm like, 4-4 still.
It's like, bottom okay. of the ninth. It's base
like,
is loaded.
Keep me posted. I'm like, okay. The ladies next to us, they were all, my daughter was the only Dodgers fan in our vicinity. So they're like, are you guys winning? And we're like, no, it's still tied. So like, okay. Was that rude? I feel like Alanis would appreciate it because she's from Canada and she might have been invested in it.
She would want to be, you know, like, she's like on the mic. Hey guys, that girl in the Dodgers hat, what's the score?
Yeah, exactly.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime Inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
If you've got travel plans coming up, this might make you want to start walking, like right now, because the Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, says airport delays are about to get worse as the government shutdown drags into week 5. Air traffic controllers haven't been paid in weeks. You can already feel it. Airports here, LA, Dallas, Washington, D.C., Boston, Atlanta, they're all seeing major slowdowns. Newark had a 4-hour ground delay yesterday.
Oof,
four hours.
I couldn't.
That's like a full Netflix binge and then like an overpriced airport pretzel. He says there's no money to pay controllers during the shutdown. And with Thanksgiving travel right around the corner, this might be one of those trips where you need to pack your patience right next to your carry-on snacks. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, this weekend I have a flight on Friday, and I am actually bringing Momo with us. So I'm a little worried. I'm going to get there early. I'm going to do as usual. But I guess, yeah, I got to pack my patience and just see what goes down.
I will say my daughter, she flew out here on Thursday and then she flew back out yesterday. And she didn't have any problems getting through. Her flight was delayed here. Her original flight was delayed. She was supposed to leave at 9 o'clock. It was delayed till after midnight.
What?
But she got to the airport early, so she asked if she could get on the 8 o'clock flight, and so she got on, no problem. I'm like, are you not so happy you got on that earlier flight?
No kidding. And I heard just earlier flights in general are always the best because the more the day goes on, the more delays
the backups happen.
Man, I don't know. I'm kind of nervous. I don't know. We'll see what happens on Friday.
Yeah, it's just something to keep in mind. I always say like, hey, manifest good vibes. It's going to be easy. You're going to get right through.
Yes.
No problem. But yeah, it's supposed to get more dire as the holidays approach, so keep that in mind. Also this morning, if you've been rolling your eyes at the sport of pickleball, maybe it's time to stop judging and just grab yourself a paddle, because a new study out finds that people who play pickleball are actually happier and more satisfied with life than people who don't play pickleball. That constant like popping noise from the neighborhood court, that's a sound of joy. That's a sound of serotonin, people. It's social. It's easy on the knees. Apparently, it's great for your mental health, too. Who knew a little wiffle ball and some good company could fix your mood faster than therapy? That's pretty interesting.
You know, I've never played pickleball, but I've seen like the hype around it. And tell me if I'm wrong. Do you think the pickleball hype is kind of dying down, or do you think it's still up there?
I think it's still up there, but I think it's just not talked about as much. I mean, there's a lot. It's really competitive, and it just depends. For me, it's more fun with certain groups of people than other groups of people. The ones who take it super seriously, like, And no disrespect to the bros, but the bros, like, they'll come in at like 7:30, 8 o'clock at night with their cameras. They'll set up their cameras.
No kidding.
To video, like, the thing. And they're slamming the ball at people. And look, don't get me wrong. I like to slam the ball at people sometimes, but if there's a good shot to be had. But it's not that serious.
It's not.
And they take it very seriously. So I know when they get there, it's time to go. Like, and it's no shade. Like, you guys play differently than I play, and I would not be able to compete against you.
I didn't know there was all these different type of influencers. Now there's pickleball influencers that try to record themselves?
Oh, and be careful for the underestimating, like, some of the seniors that you're like, oh, this is going to be easy. We've gotten destroyed by some of these seniors. They are so... because they play smart. They may not hit it hard, but they know where to hit it. That you're there's yeah, it's so fun. You should play. We should go sometime. You
love
it.
I would be aware of those seniors because they have a lot of wisdom on them and they got a lot of time on their hands.
Finally, this morning, this one's for anyone who knows that they are on their phone way too much, which is basically all of us. There's a guy in California and he just invented a 6-pound iPhone case. Yes, pounds. The idea is that it is so heavy that you literally can't scroll for long. He came up with it after strapping his phone to a dumbbell to stop himself from doom scrolling, which is, I mean, possibly the most relatable thing I have ever heard. So this phone case costs $200. It looks like an old 80s brick phone, honestly. Oh. And it comes with screws and an Allen wrench so you can take it apart so you can work out and break your screen time habit all at the same time.
Why would you get this? This is so ridiculous. Just don't go on your phone. Have some self-discipline.
I know, but we say that. But can you not get on your phone for the rest of the show?
Oh, my, for the rest of the show?
Yeah, bring your phone in here.
No.
Just put it over here in the corner. I'm not going to touch it. Bring it here for the rest of the show.
Can I just text James happy anniversary and then I'll put my phone in there for the rest of the show?
You can do that, but are you going to be able to handle it?
Hold on, it's 7.
See, look at the anxiety kicking in. She's like, I don't know.
My itch, I don't know, Mercedes, I can't do it.
6-pound iPhone case it is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I already know I'm going to feel personally attacked by this one. Every time Gen Z makes a now you're too old. If you wear this kind of declaration, then I always, something I love always ends up on this list. So what is it now?
I've got beef with you, Gen Z, talking about how they think Air Force Ones are a dad shoe now. Air Force Ones, the classic.
That's made it on the list.
All white shoe. Like, that is my go-to shoe. And for them, Gen Z, first they're making fun of me for writing LOL at all my text messages. And now they're going to come after the Air Force Ones. I don't get it. I thought those were the classic shoes. What do you think about this, Mercedes?
The Air Force Ones are declared a dad shoe now?
Yes.
I think we all know it's really the Air Maxes that are the dad shoes. Like, come on. It's the Air Max. The Air Max is the dad shoe.
Like, I thought it was like the New Balance shoes.
Oh, that's now the grandpa shoe. No, actually, there's some cool New Balance shoes that I've seen recently. But I mean, I don't know. I'm so torn on stuff like this. Like, I get it. I understand how Gen Z kind of has their depiction of what is considered old. But here's my question. Why are we letting Gen Z tell us what's cool?
You're right. You
still live at home and you wear pajamas to Target and you spend $50 for a Stanley Cup that you're going to lose in 2 weeks. Like, you're broke and you're judging me? Like, what? That is like, that's the boldest thing ever. I mean, respect, but I'm sorry. Like, why are we letting them dictate what's cool?
You know what? You're right. Because this is crazy to me, especially living here in Las Vegas. In the middle of summer, these Gen Z kids will be wearing baggy hoodies and like sweatpants. I'm like, where in the world are you guys going in this 110 degree heat with your all black sweater? I don't get it.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, I don't say anything to you. Like, I can think it, but I don't make this declaration like, oh my gosh, you look ridiculous. You know, like, whatever. And getting older means you made it, man. You survived. You survived bad haircuts. You survived dial-up internet, low-rise jeans,
oh,
you survived.
God.
I think of the things that we have survived more so than, like, what's not cool. Is there something that you look back and you're like, I survived this? 702-364-9400. Yeah, Gen Z may think that you're not cool because of something you wear, but what do you look back on and say, I literally survived this? I just texted my daughter, like, okay, what's not cool as far as clothing or fads that Gen Z hates now? And she said, high ponytails, unless it's for something fancy, never for working out, skinny jeans, and that's all. Leg warmers. Who wears leg warmers now?
What is this, the 80s?
She must be watching some 80s movies that Matt made her watch or something.
What about those phone cases, you know, you put on your belt loop?
The belt loop phone cases?
Yeah, you know, you click them on your hip.
I have not seen
I
one
know
of those.
Exactly, oh, the talking about. Yes.
Yeah, instead of putting it in your pocket.
You know when some older people, they'll put their like flip phones and they just clip it onto their belt. Have you seen those, Mercedes?
No.
Oh my gosh, I've seen those.
The old school ones.
Yes, I've seen those.
I
have no idea what those are. Maybe it's a good thing. Let's see. Someone just texted, you are mixing Gen Z and Gen Alpha on some of these. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I get that. Sometimes I get a little confused by the two. This one says, for Coco, this new generation has no culture. Air Force Ones are the classic sneaker. That is something that back in 2002, Nelly taught us, you
yes,
know?
Oh, my God.
That was the song.
This was a part of the culture.
Air Force Ones.
Love this song. Love the shoes. I'll never give up my Air Force Ones.
Well, I mean, if we do analyze it, though, 2002.
Oh, my God. What is that? Almost
23 years ago.
Oh, my God, no.
So maybe it is out of style.
No.
Hey, Corey, what did you survive? We're not talking about what's not cool. What fashion trend did you survive?
Good morning, gang. I survived pro wings in elementary school in tough skins.
What is that? Can you explain what that is, Corey?
Those were pants, right?
Yeah, tough skins were for kids that were just brutal on the playground. They were corduroy. They were crap. And pro wings were the most generic Reebok-looking shoes you could ever want.
That one I did not know.
Those in tracks with their funky gum-looking soles. they were just crap shoes, and thank God Mom got me some Nikes in junior high and some 501s.
Yeah, you evolved eventually. Yeah, it takes a little time, but like, who's cool at 6 years old? Seriously.
I mean, hey, I see some kids that have looked dressed better than I do on Instagram. Do you remember jeans with the rhinestones on the back pocket? They had like baby fat logos.
Oh my gosh, yes. And like, Affliction t-shirts.
Oh my gosh.
I felt like those, you had an Ed Hardy shirt.
Yes,
like
Ed
you
Hardy
had to
shirts.
Wear that all together. We survived that. This text says, "Preach, Mercedes. I'm 42. I pay my bills and I still wear my skinny jeans proudly. Call me ancient, but at least my credit score isn't in the 20s. This one says, "Gen Z out here calling us old while wearing Crocs with socks."
Hey.
I rest my case.
I actually like Crocs with socks. I won't deny that one.
Aaliyah, good morning. What did you survive?
Good morning. I survived gaucho pants and those big soda pop shoes that made me like 6 feet.
Well, are the soda pop shoes like the Spice Girl shoes? Are those
yes.
the ones you're talking about?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Like Steve Madden made those shoes. I would buy all Steve Madden shoes because they had like those big old chunky platforms.
Are you talking about the ones that had like the Velcro part, like those Steve Madden shoes that had a Velcro at the top? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I just know that every time I wanted shoes that gave me like a platform, I would go to Steve Madden to try to find them. Those are so good, Aaliyah. This one just said, "I told my daughter she wouldn't survive one day without Google Maps or dry shampoo. She said, okay, boomer, I'm Gen X." This one says, "I'm 36 and if loving Costco clothes makes me old, then just hand me my sample cup and let me live."
Hey, I will not hate on the Kirkland brand stuff, especially I went to Costco this past weekend. The Vegas Golden Knights gear at Costco, okay.
But you're buying your clothes at Costco now. You've reached the threshold. Hey, welcome to the club, man. Let's talk to Sherry. Sherry, good morning. What did you survive?
Good morning. I'm 70. My boyfriend's 46. He makes fun of my Skechers sneakers, which I love. They're comfortable. They're pretty. But you know what? Everything that's in my closet from back in the day is coming back all the time.
It's so cyclical. You're going to have the coolest closet out there, Sherry. Like, what is in there right now that you feel like is going to make a comeback?
I have a black velvet jumpsuit that I used to rock at the disco.
Oh.
The disco.
That there's no discos anymore, you guys. Bring back the jumpsuit and bring back the disco.
The Juicy Couture, but the tracksuits too. Please
oh,
bring those
I
back.
I love it. We're getting some more texts. This one says, "We survived low-rise jeans, tube tops, butterfly clips. Gen Z couldn't handle a day in 2002 fashion without crying."
You know, I felt like I was walking it back into 2002 when I went back to the Backstreet Boys concert. Everyone was wearing butterfly clips.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone.
They're so back. I see them all the time.
I need to get back into the butterfly clip gang. They just remind me of my mom pulling and tugging my hair when I was 6 years old.
I think you could pull it off for sure, but I think your window's closing on those. I love you, but I would never attempt it.
No, I love the honesty.
All right, let's do it. It is time to win. Time for the Mega Minute. And we have your tickets to see Mariah Carey. Can you believe it's November? Mariah has been defrosted. She is ready to bring in the holidays. It is Mariah Carey's Christmas time in Las Vegas at Dolby Live at Park MGM. We have your tickets right now. All you got to do is be caller 20 and you get to try the Mega Minute. You get 60 seconds. You get 10 questions. You get them all correct in that time and you are going to the show. Caller 20, you get to play right now. Our number is 702. 364-9400. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, let's get our contestant, Christine, your caller 20.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
Yes, I'm ready.
You got this. You know you're going to get it. You just have to answer 10 questions as quickly as possible. We're going to give you 60 seconds. You get it all done in that amount of time, and you're going to go to this Mariah Carey show. You ready to do it?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, Christine, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What is the name of the friendly ghost from the classic cartoon?
Casper.
Yes. What item does Mary Poppins use to fly?
An umbrella.
Yes. What do the letters RIP stand for?
Rest in peace.
Yes. What country is well known for celebrating Dia de los Muertos?
Mexico.
Yes. In the Star Wars franchise, who is Luke Skywalker's father?
Vader.
Yes. What was the name of the longtime mascot for Toys R Us?
Jeffrey the Giraffe.
Yes. What is a group of stars that form a recognizable pattern called?
Constellation.
Yes. Aunt Becky and Uncle Jesse were characters from what TV?
Oh, wow.
Yes. What restaurant would you find the menu item Moons Over Miami?
Denny's.
Yes. What vitamin is produced when the skin is exposed to sunlight?
D.
That is correct.
Wow.
Oh my God. On some of these questions, you even said the answer before we could get the entire question out. Congratulations.
We're eating breakfast and we're always like so into it. I can't believe it. I actually was caller 20.
That is so impressive. We're getting texts. People are like, did I just hear what I just thought I heard? That is insane. Congratulations, Christine. You're going
Thank
to
you.
See Mariah.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime Inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
Well, you all know that we fell back this weekend, which sounds great until you realize it means it's dark at 4:30 in the afternoon and you start feeling like it's bedtime at 6 o'clock. But daylight saving time ended Sunday morning, and according to a new poll, 54% of Americans just want it gone for good. We're tired of the clock changing madness. Technology does most of it now, sure, but there's always that one appliance that refuses to cooperate. You end up feeling like you're living in two different time zones in your own house. Does that happen to you?
Yes, it's the one on top of the stove, that stupid thing. Yesterday, James is trying to fix it, and then he's like, why can't I get it to work? It's the, you know, the one that has like the fan and the light?
Yes.
That thing?
The one on the oven for us.
Oh, I hate that one. That's yours?
The oven and the coffee maker are the two that I have to change manually. Everything else does it on its own, but yeah, it always throws me off because I'll forget about it, and then I'll come down, I'm like, wait, what time is it? What? Well, oh my gosh, and I'm so thrown up. But yeah, Congress has talked about getting rid of it. Both sides actually agree for once, but surprise, it's still stuck in gridlock. People can't even agree on which time we should keep. Some want those long summer evenings. Others like the brighter mornings. Either way, if every state starts picking their own time, we're going to need like a flow chart to figure out who's on what. But which do you guys prefer?
It's weird because this is a topic that almost everyone agrees on, right? So it's hard to understand why this hasn't, you know, been a thing.
I guess there's like one guy holding it up. I don't understand. But do you guys prefer an earlier morning or a longer day?
Are you talking about like the sun rises earlier and the sun sets late early?
Yes.
As well? That's hard. You know what? I'm going to go with the sun setting later because I just love the feeling that like it's 6 or 7 p.m. and the sun is still out.
Yeah.
I like that one better.
I like that too. What about you?
Yeah, longer day. I hate like going in somewhere and then coming out at 4:30 and it's boom, pitch black.
Yeah, like, it's like,
where did the day go?
I know. That makes me feel like we got a shorter day than everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Also this morning, Taylor Swift fans are proving that there is nothing they won't do in the name of art, literally. Since the release of The Fate of Ophelia, Swifties have been flying to Germany to visit a museum in Wiesbaden just to see the painting that inspired the video.
Wow.
It's by artist Friedrich Heiser and shows Ophelia from Hamlet floating in a river surrounded by flowers wearing the same white dress that Taylor wears in the video. The museum even held a special event around it and fans showed up in Taylor-inspired outfits and they posed for pictures. Who would have guessed Taylor would be the reason people are suddenly renewing their passports and going to the museum instead of a concert?
I don't think it's ridiculous, although that's a lot of money. Do you think you do something like this just for a one picture?
Mm-hmm.
You would?
Yo, I went to the Breaking Bad house
in Albuquerque.
You did?
And the car wash.
And?
The lady at the Breaking Bad house doesn't like people visiting. She screams at everyone.
No kidding.
Yeah, she hates it. She is like, get out of here. Like, it's a thing. The car wash, we just drove by it, and it was like, there was the car wash. But have you ever, like, visited a place that was made famous through
You didn't throw a pizza?
No, I think other people have done that before. So I wanted to, like, just get my picture and go. But have you guys ever visited a place that was famous, like, in a song or in a movie, and then you went to visit it?
You know, I think about it when I went to San Francisco. Which park is it right next to the Full House?
Oh, yeah.
I love that place. I know that little park there. Ah, I forget the name of the park, but I go there and I'm like, look, it's Full House. Where's Stephanie? Where's Michelle?
Oh, my Lanta.
Oh, my Lanta. What about you, Ramon?
No, it's probably just that, the Full House Hill, whatever park. Nothing else. Yeah, pretty boring.
Yeah, I think that as far as like places and songs, I'm trying to think of
songs.
The only thing that really inspired me in songs is like apple bottom jeans and boots with the fur.
That's about it. And you got boots with the fur and apple bottom jeans because of songs?
Well, here's the thing. I found out like a year ago that, okay, I pictured it was wearing boots that have fur on it, right?
Yes.
Apparently, it's wearing boots with the fur. Like a jacket.
No, you're not.
Boots with the fur.
No, it has to be fur.
I'm serious. I was just as shocked. It's not boots that have fur on it, you guys. It's wearing your boots and then wearing a fur coat.
No, we got to get, who is it, Flo Rida on the phone or T-Pain?
Well, Reba McEntire was the one who, like, opened my eyes.
Why Reba?
I don't know. I think she did a video where she was wearing regular boots with the fur to that song, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, I had no idea.
20 years later.
I know, and Reba McEntire taught me. All right,
wow.
Finally this morning, there is a new list ranking the friendliest states to visit, and it might mess with your perception a little bit of Southern hospitality. Hawaii took the top spot, which, I mean, that does feel right. I do feel like people are very friendly in Hawaii, but number two was New Jersey. I didn't expect that. Yeah,
I would not expect Jersey either. I think I associate them with like New York and their like mean mentality.
Well, New York was third.
No, it was not.
Really?
I'm so shocked by this. That was followed by California, and then right there at number five, Nevada. We made the list.
Nice.
The friendliest states. Apparently, people find us friendly, which is shocking considering that, you know, I feel like half of the population is just on a way to go somewhere and don't want to talk to anyone. And
yeah,
maybe the other half, I don't know. But I do feel like we do have a Vegas charm that is very welcoming to people. You know, and the desert sunsets, those are always
beautiful.
Very welcoming. But yeah, the rest of the top 10 includes Massachusetts, Arizona, Illinois, Utah, Virginia. No word on the least friendly state.
Darn it, I was going to ask, is someone else on that?
Yeah, but they didn't list the least friendly. If you had to take a guess, what do you think is the least friendly?
The least friendly state, and I'm just going to say this because it's kind of in the middle of nowhere and I don't hear a lot of people visit, is Alaska.
Oh.
They were really nice when I went on our cruise up there. I feel like it was like they were like, people, there's people. They were happy you were there. You know?
And isn't it like dark like half the year?
Oh, yeah. Like they need daylight saving time.
They need some vitamin D, maybe.
I was shocked on Halloween. Absolutely shocked. Did anyone else experience this? Do kids not go trick-or-treating in neighborhoods anymore? Like, I'm genuinely asking because, like I said, I'm still in shock over what happened this year. Every Halloween, we are like that house that gives out. We give out the full-size candy bars. Like, we take pride in it. My husband especially. He loves just being that house. And he stocks up and we decorate and we get excited. And usually we run out of candy at some point. We have to turn off all the lights because
really?
We run out of candy. But this year, I think we had at max, 15 trick-or-treaters. I'd say closer to 10, honestly.
No kidding.
Like, I could name them off individually. It was, at one point, I was standing there by the door holding the candy bowl like I was throwing a party that no one came to. It was so sad. The doorbell wasn't ringing. I'm thinking, did we get blacklisted by the neighborhood kids? Like, what is going on here? Did someone start a group chat saying don't go to their house? I couldn't figure it out. So the next day, I was talking about how weird it was, and my daughter's like, Mom, nobody goes door to door anymore. This is the quote. She said, millennial parents take their kids to trunk or treats now. And I was like, "What?" I know that a lot of people take their kids to trunk or treats. A lot of schools have trunk or treats. I get that. And she's like, "Yeah, like everyone's in a big lot. They open the trunks, they hand out candy so the kids don't have to walk." I'm like, "What?" It's because of the walking. She's like, "Yeah, they like, why would you walk an entire neighborhood to get candy when you can walk down a line of cars and get it so easily?" And I was just sitting there with my mouth open. I'm like, have we replaced the blocks of memories and cute porch decorations and stuff with parking lot candy exchanges? What is happening?
You know what? Like, besides this year, because I did go to a party that had a lot of trick-or-treaters in the neighborhood. But before this year, I'm talking about ever since, I don't know, maybe even before the pandemic, it just felt like it wasn't the same anymore. Like, going through neighborhoods on a Halloween night, regardless of the day, it was always packed. But every year after year, I feel like it's getting less and less.
Maybe it was just my neighborhood. What was it like for you guys this year? 702-364-9400. Maybe I'm just being nostalgic. But I love seeing all the kids running around from house to house and yelling, thank you. And the parents are standing at the end of the driveway waving at you. And like the chaos. I loved all that. And now I'm just standing there with all these leftover candy bars. And I made Matt take them to work because I was like, what are we going to do with these? So is this really a thing now? Do people just do the trunk or treats instead of neighborhoods? How was it in your neighborhood? 702-364-9400. Hi, Christine. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think?
So this year we got invited to two different friends' houses. One was having a party. The other was actually putting on a haunted house. And both of them said their neighborhoods were the place to be because ours sadly is not. We went to both, and both were kind of flabbergasted as the volume was so much less this year than it was in previous years. Like, the haunted house that they put on was amazing, and they said last year they had people kind of like lining up, and this year it was so quiet by 8 o'clock, so they were so confused. And then same at my other friend's house, they said it was just quieter on the streets in general. I have two kids, 7 and 4, and they both had trunk or treats at their school the day before. And then we also had a little league trunk or treat. So I think parents think like, that's it. You know, we're just going to do that and they get enough candy and that's it. But I don't want the tradition of door to door to go away. I will still always take my kids to do that.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. I get such joy seeing like the costumes and stuff. Although I have to post the video. These kids came to my door and they did something so weird.
What do you mean?
So I didn't answer the door. My daughter did, but I was watching it on the camera because I could hear her go, hi. And I'm like, what's going on? So I looked on the camera and I have a video. Maybe I'll post it on my Instagram. These kids, they show up. They're like, they press the doorbell. And they go, okay, go, 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 go. And they all like bend over and do back bends.
What?
And then my daughter opens the door and they're all there. And they're like trick or treat doing a back bend. And she's like, okay. And like, she was just not happy. It was so bizarre.
Wait, I have to share something with you on Halloween night. Cause I was with three kids and they went trick or treating. They came back. I swear to you, is back bending a new thing? They were all doing back bends.
Stop it.
And walking like the exorcist down the stairs.
Maybe that's what they were trying to do.
I don't know what it is. Is this a new thing now? Is like a trunk or treating a thing now? And is back bends a new thing
I'll
now?
Post it. I'll post on my Instagram stories. It was just the most bizarre thing. And like, and we have like these metal grates in our front door and it like, it hurt them. They're like, ow, this hurts. Like, I felt bad. It was so bizarre. Let's talk to Adam. Hey, Adam, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What was Halloween like for you?
It was insane. Inspirata. So the last caller, Christine, Mercedes, both you and her, we should have swung by your houses and grabbed candy.
Oh, really? You guys had so many?
It was, yeah, I mean, streets were shut down, and it was solid from as soon as the sun went down to 9, 10 o'clock at night because it was a Friday. Ooh. It was insane.
And wow.
We decorate the heck out of this area, and, I mean, it was phenomenal to see everybody door-to-door. We had to rotate grandparents in just to hand out and then just to take our kids out and about.
I'm so jealous, Adam. That makes me happy, though, that it's still, maybe it was just like our neighborhoods. Maybe it's just like a random thing. Maybe the kids are getting older in our neighborhoods. I don't know. I'm really happy that happened in your neighborhood. Jamie, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
What about you? What was Halloween like for you?
Well, we went with some friends to their neighborhood, and it was crazy. But our neighborhood was kind of quiet, but we've talked to a lot of friends, and they went out of town for the weekend. So I think that because it was on a Friday, that a lot of people took that extra day.
Yeah, that's a good point. Makes I didn't sense. Think about that. Yeah, with Nevada Day on Friday and all of that. Yeah, I don't know what the deal was. We're getting some texts here. Let's see what people are saying on the text line. This one says, we were exactly the same. We didn't get any trick-or-treaters. I watched on FaceTime the trick-or-treaters our daughter got in California. That's so sad. This one says, it's sad. We go all out on Halloween. I feel bad if I don't decorate because we still have kids, but nobody shows up. I don't know what happened. Mm. Wow. Okay. A lot of people are blaming Nevada Day that people were leaving town. But then this son says, I think sometimes the neighborhood will age out. Like all the kids that grew up there have grown up and it's just the parents there.
Oh, that makes me sad.
I know.
Like your kids are no longer kids anymore in your neighborhood. They're like teenagers or maybe adults.
We have a lot of little kids. I don't know. Maybe we did get blacklisted. I don't know. Maybe more people are handing out full size.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Do you guys ever get that feeling where you know, like you feel it inside, you need a good cry, and it's like stuck in there? Have you ever felt that before?
Oh yeah, and you're just like, I need a good release. How do I do this?
Yeah, like it's in there, not because even something happened, and not even because you're sad. You just need to release whatever is sitting in there in your chest, and that was me this weekend. Like, I just felt off. There was something, I don't know, I felt like I was carrying some sort of emotional clutter, and I just needed a clean out. That's all I needed. And so I decided, you know what? I'm going to find a movie that will wreck me in the best way possible.
Don't you love that? You're like, I need a good cry. Just give me a really good movie that'll make me cry from beginning to end.
Literally Googled movies that will make you cry. And I was so happy to know I wasn't, you know, when it auto finishes and yes. I'm like, I obviously am not the first person to Google this. So that made me feel really good. And then, of course, the usual suspects came up. There was like The Notebook, Marley and Me, Steel Magnolias. Like I've seen all of these. And so I was just trying to find something that I hadn't already cried through five times. Then I found a movie. And let me know if you guys have seen this, and especially you, Ramon, because I know you are the big movie guy. Have you guys seen the movie called A Man Called Otto with Tom Hanks?
I've seen it. Ramon, have you seen it?
Oh, I have not, but I've seen like the poster. Yes, yes.
Oh,
I know what
gosh.
We're talking about.
So I thought, okay, Tom Hanks, he's the safest, unsafe bet for an emotional breakdown. You know, you can always depend on Tom Hanks. And I put it on and oh my gosh, it did not disappoint. I was bawling, like ugly crying at the end. One of those cries where you're like trying to wipe your face, but it's just everywhere. And you're like mad at yourself because you wanted this, but you can't stop, you know?
That movie, you know, it's funny because you said the title. I'm like, A Man Called Otto. I saw it immediately. The emotions ran through me.
Yes.
This grumpy old man. Then I don't want to give anything away, but the neighbors and how much the neighbors got me.
I love the neighbors.
They never gave up on him. They never gave up on him, regardless of how grumpy and angry and old he was. He was that person. They loved him so much.
What is the movie that is like, I need a good cry movie? Like, I need to create a list. I would put that on the list. If you haven't seen it, watch it. I think I watched it on Netflix. Like it's out there. When it ended though, I actually felt lighter. Like I felt like I had just emptied out all the stuff that had just been sitting there just waiting to spill. So I'm just curious, does everyone have like a go-to tearjerker, or what was the movie that just really made you cry or guarantees tears every time? 702-364-9400.
It's funny that you bring this up because I've also Googled this before. And the movie we landed on was The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Oh, that is such a sad movie.
Yes, the very ending, you know, about World War II and, you know, the Holocaust and stuff like that. The ending was definitely traumatic.
It's like a trauma kind of thing. Like, yeah, it is. It's about the Holocaust, if that tells you anything. But
yes.
I mean and you just jogged my memory on another movie. Did you guys ever see that movie Life is Beautiful?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Why do these movies tear us apart like we were in them? That movie in particular, I will never forget.
That man is just so lovable. And, oh my gosh, that movie will get you every time. What is it for you guys? We're getting some texts. I haven't seen this one. P.S. I Love You with Hilary Swank.
You've never seen it.
I don't think I have.
Mercedes.
What is that one?
It's about her husband. She's a widow, Hilary Swank. She becomes a widow because he knew he was going to pass. And who plays the guy?
Gerard Butler.
Yes. And he leaves her letters after he dies, so she can find him and read them afterwards. It broke my heart, but it's so good. And Hilary Swank's such a good actress.
Okay, this is going next. This one says, Hachi always makes me cry. Was that the cartoon about a dog? I think
Hachi.
I think I've seen that one. This one says, Hardball with Keanu Reeves. Are you being for real or are you like making a joke?
Hardball? I don't know. Cried during that, did you?
Maybe like, was the acting so bad that you're like, oh, this is terrible, I cannot handle this. That's so funny.
The one for me that immediately, like the first 10 minutes of the movie, Carl and Ellie,
just the I honestly, like, they could have done without the rest of the movie. It's like the first 5 minutes I cried and then I like, turned it off.
We don't need Russell, we don't need the balloons, we don't need to go to South America, we're good with just a 10-minute documentary in the beginning.
That is such a heartbreaker. Ladder 49, My Sister's Keeper. I read that book, and that book, I never saw the movie, but I gotta imagine the book made me cry. This one says The English Patient. 8 pounds. Do you guys like some of these? I'm reverting to you, Ramon. You're the one who sees all the movies.
The Fault in Our Stars.
Yes,
that one got me too.
Have you seen The Fault in Our Stars?
I have seen that one. That is
that
a good
one. Is a good
what
one.
Is 8 pounds?
Is that the one with Will Smith?
Oh, that's 7 pounds.
Oh,
give or take a pound.
Yeah, same thing. I wish I could tell my doctor that. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm over a pound, maybe two.
All right, let's do it. It is time to win. It is time to play Heads Up here on a Monday, and we have your tickets right now to see Demi Lovato. Her It's Not That Deep tour is coming to town, the MGM Grand Garden Arena, next year in May, and we've got your tickets right now. Caller 20, you get to play Heads Up. You get to pick your category, and when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you are going to the show. Caller 20 is playing right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Sherry, your caller 20. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Happy Monday. How you feeling this morning?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How about
we are good. Let's do this. We want to get you these tickets to see Demi Lovato. It's time for Heads Up. You got to pick a category. And then when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you win. Here are your categories to choose from. Do you want to go with Full Circle, S is for Sandwich, Nothing But Net, Shine Bright Like a Diamond, or Battleborn?
Let's do S is for Sandwich.
All right. National Sandwich Day is today. Happy National Sandwich Day, everyone.
Thank you.
These are all foods that start with the letter S, okay?
Okay.
S as in snake, as in sandwich. We just need 6 in 60 seconds. I mean, this is perfect. Your name is Sherry, starts with an S. So we got this. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
It's lettuce. It's croutons. It's
Caesar salad?
Just a salad, yes. This is, you take graham cracker and a marshmallow and chocolate.
Sports.
Yes. This is, I like mine medium rare, personally, like a nice... Yes. This is not bacon, but this in the morning. Yes. This is you might get dip this in cocktail sauce. It's pink.
Shrimp.
Yes. This is another type of seafood. They're like round and yes.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
You guys, between you and our contestant this morning for the Mega Minute, you guys have just been killing it. Sherry, congratulations.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are back on top again. They beat the Toronto Blue Jays 5-4 in 11 innings to clinch their second straight World Series title. It wasn't easy, but they pulled it off, making them the first National League team to go back-to-back since the Big Red Machine back in the mid-70s. What a wild game. I mean, it was back and forth. I thought that the game was pretty much over in the ninth. Then Miguel Rojas did this.
Playoff. Drilled to left field and deep. And gone! No way! Miguel Rojas!
It was, we were in the middle of the Alanis Morissette concert watching this on my daughter's phone on YouTube TV. It was wild. We were trying to like react to the concert, but also to the game.
Isn't it crazy? Miguel Rojas, who hasn't had a home run since September, does it at the top of the ninth?
Top of the ninth.
Yep.
I was on my couch and he hit it and I stood up and I was like, oh my God, he tied it. And it went over to the fence. I was like, wow,
crazy.
Unbelievable.
In his Van Cleef & Arpels necklace and earrings. So I guarantee sales of that are going to go up. And then Will Smith with the go-ahead run.
Smith, it's a high fly ball to deep left field. It's got a chance. It is gone. It's Will Smith in game 7.
My daughter, she goes, he just Chris rocked the crap out of that ball.
I get it. Because of Will Smith.
Yes, I was dying. And then it was the bottom of the 11th, and this happened.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Bounces one up the middle. Bats to the back. Over the fence to beat the champ. You got to knock him out. The Dodgers stand tall and win back-to-back titles.
a picture. Yoshinobu Yamamoto was the hero. He came out of the bullpen in Game 7 after already starting in Game 6 and just absolutely shut things down. And that performance earned him MVP. He's now one of only four pitchers ever to win both a Game 6 and Game 7 of a World Series.
What a World Series. Probably one of the best World Series I've ever seen. When Yamamoto was warming up in the bullpen, I was like, Toronto, you have to win this now before he comes in. If not, you might blow this.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen better baseball. And these Amazing. Are not even my teams. Like, I've never seen a better Game 7 of any sport
Yes.
in my entire life. Like, it was just unreal.
One of the best things I love about baseball is seeing and talking and hearing the translators.
Yeah. Did you guys hear the Japanese versions?
No, wait.
Oh,
what?
I should have sent those to you. They are so great. They're so great. They're so excited.
Especially when Yamamoto won MVP and the translator is telling him everything. I'm like, I wonder if the translator's actually listening to what he's saying or he's just making things
just
up.
Just answering on the fly. Well, oddsmakers already have LA favored to three-peat next year.
Wow.
Yeah, with the Yankees and the Phillies trailing behind. But for now, Dodger fans are celebrating. Toronto fans are probably hurting. I feel for you. You guys had a great team. Oh, man.
I thought they were going to win.
It was like a game of inches. Did you see that tag at home?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Was it Will Smith who was the umpire? Wasn't he the
the
foot?
Umpire?
Not the umpire, but the catcher. Wasn't he the one that that had to catch it from Miguel Rojas? And then both of them end up getting those last two home runs. I think, like, baseball is so crazy. I'm not even a huge fan of, like, the teams outside of the Padres. But after that game, I'm like, I think I need to start watching more baseball.
Oh, baseball's where it's at, girl. I'm telling you.
Really?
It is my favorite sport. There's just so much theater in it. It was the Billy Bean quote, like, baseball's romantic. Do you know that one? Did you ever see Moneyball?
Oh, Moneyball's a good movie.
That's Billy.
Oh, does he have a quote
Bean
in that?
Bean quote about baseball.
Inspire me.
It's how can you not be romantic about baseball? Like, it is just my favorite. I'm so excited about the A's coming here.
Yes.
Not even like an A's fan, but I'm going to become just a fan of having baseball in this city. Like,
yes.
It's going to be amazing. Okay, moving on. This morning, can you tell we were excited about the game? Were you guys
sweating?
Here's a reason to text your brother or sister today. According to a new study, having siblings actually increases your chances of having a happy marriage. Apparently, all those childhood arguments, those bathroom fights, and who touched my stuff moments, they were just early relationship training. Researchers say growing up with brothers or sisters teaches you how to share, how to be patient, how to talk through problems, which are all key ingredients for a long, healthy marriage. So next time your sibling, like, drives you crazy, remember, they might be the reason why your spouse hasn't driven you crazy.
You know what's funny is I actually think about this sometimes because I have really long and thick hair. And so does my sister-in-law. And James, knowing that they've shared rooms, they've shared bathrooms, and all my hair on the floor and in the shower.
They're fine with it.
He's used to it. He's never complained about it once. Ramona, you have three sisters.
I do. I don't know if I necessarily agree with this because that hair in the shower, that hair on the floor. Luckily, we used to argue growing up over the remote control to the TV. Jackie could care less about that TV remote.
What about, like, you have a twin sister. So
yes.
did that change things? Like, I've always wanted to know about twins. Do you feel her pain? Like, if she's sad, do you feel that, oh, something's wrong with my twin sister right now?
No, I've never felt anything that she felt at the same time.
Really?
I get asked that to this day.
Like the telepathy
type
of thing?
If she gets hurt, do you get hurt? Like, no. Maybe it feels like the identical thing. Boy and boy, girl.
Yeah. So she gets cramps. You don't get cramps.
Nope.
So you won't know how we feel. Darn it.
Finally, this morning, turns out your tight circle really is tight. The average American now says they have about 3 to 4 close friends. That's it. I just feel like I just did a story about this a couple months ago and it was like 7.
Yeah.
And now we're down to 3 and 4. Like, what is going on? They say as we get older, the number goes down even more. Most people say they lose about 1 close friend a year, whether it's from moving, just drifting apart, or just life getting in the way. Researchers also found that even among the friends that we do have, many people feel the connections just aren't as deep as they like. So while we might not have that big friend group that we used to, the people who stick around, those are the ones they say that are worth keeping.
Yeah, sadly. So yesterday I started planning for my best friend's bachelorette party, and she sent me the guest list. And I used to know all of her friends. Like, we grew up since middle school together. And now I barely know half this list. So now I'm like, oh my God, I'm starting over with all, like, of her new friend group. Because we used to be so close with our friend group. And now, like, half of those people we were close to, I don't even know if they're invited to the wedding.
You're, like, an outsider now? Do you feel like it?
A little bit. I do feel like an outsider. But I also think, like, half of those people are her cousins. So it's, like, I think she's just inviting family members.
Oh, man. The parents always make you invite all the cousins.
Yeah.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. And you know what time it is? It's Monday. And that means it is time for jerk or justified. Is this person a jerk or are they completely justified? We love getting your emails and your DMs. Keep them coming. You can reach out to us on social media at Mercedes in the AM or send us an email with your situation through our website, mix941.fm. This one is from Becky. She says, hey guys, I'm a longtime fan of the show and have a quick question for you for jerk or justified if you have a minute. So I went to happy hour last week with three of my girlfriends. I don't normally go to happy hour, but I'm single and my friends are single. So we figured let's get away from all the apps and go have fun and maybe we'll meet someone. Well, after being there an hour or so, we were dancing and a guy came up to me and asked if he could buy me a drink. And I said yes. When we started to talk, I asked him who he was there with and he said he was by himself. I thought that was a little weird and asked if he always goes out by himself. He said no, but most of his friends were in relationships or married. We exchanged phone numbers before he left, and when I told my friends he was there alone, they thought it was sketchy. They said, who goes out alone? I guess a guy who doesn't have any single friends. They told me to beware of this guy, that he's probably married or in a relationship. What do you guys think? Is it sketchy for a guy to go out alone and try to meet women? Are my friends being jerks? Or are they justified? Thank you from Becky. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Jerk or justified? What do you guys think?
This guy's being a little sketchy. I side with the friends on this one. And the reason why is because I don't know of anyone or any of my friends going out to a happy hour alone. I think it's just like, it's giving red flag vibes. Like, why are you here alone? Why don't you have your friends around with you? I immediately, maybe it's just the jadedness in me, but immediately I'm thinking like either you're married and you want to hide your relationship, or maybe he's just weird and doesn't have enough friends to go out with.
Aww.
I don't know. I immediately I'm like, I don't know. I need some friends around him to make sure he's a good guy. That's just my thing.
The friends are totally justified. I agree with Steph. I've seen enough Law and Order and Forensic Files where this guy is looking for his next, you know, prey and... They just want to make sure she doesn't end up, you know, in pieces in his trunk. And yeah, the friends are totally justified. Maybe give him a chance, you know, fill him out. But yeah, totally justified.
I don't know. I feel the opposite. Maybe it's an unpopular opinion. Now, naturally, I'm the most skeptical about people's intentions. Like always, that's the first thing in my mind. So if I hear a guy went to a bar alone, my first reaction is like, what's the deal? But I was watching the Today Show early this morning, and there's this guy on there. His name, Scott something. He wrote this book, and the book was called Notes on Being a Man. So I'm like, oh gosh, what's he going to tell us how to be a real man? The dude opened my eyes to the struggle that men are having right now. And not just with dating, but in life. He said nearly one in five guys in their 30s still lives with their parents. And he said 15% have no close friends. So, and then men are four times more likely to die by suicide than women. So men are really struggling right now. And he said that a lot of men are losing their sense of value when they aren't economically or emotionally secure. So there's fewer community spaces for them to find friends right now. You know, bars, since COVID, a lot of them are closed. gyms, you know, people are there to work out. And so it's hard. So they're retreating into more isolation. So this guy is putting himself out there. He's trying to go out. He's trying to meet someone. And they're like, that's weird. You know, it's like, I give him credit. Like, you should always have your guard up. But I give him credit for going out and not sitting at home on an app, you know?
Yeah, maybe get him another drink or two and get really more info out of him. But immediately my guard is up. Immediately I'm like, who is this guy?
Best case scenario, his friends in relationships should go with him. You know, they make the best wingman.
But what if they can't? You know, they have families. They have commitments. Like, I have a friend who's the single one in our group, and I feel bad. She has to go out all the time, and I have to turn her down sometimes. I just feel bad, like, labeling this guy when you don't even know him. Like, I don't know. And like I said, I am seriously the most skeptical person, but I feel bad for this guy. He's not even getting a chance. Jessica, good morning. What do you think?
Dude, so Ramon, I watch a butt ton of Dateline.
Did she say she cursed?
Yeah.
She did curse? I didn't hear her curse.
Oh, I did.
I think she bleeped herself out.
Oh, well, I thought I heard her curse. But yeah, she said that she watches a lot of probably SVU stuff. Maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
We're getting some texts here. This one says, in the days of social media, super sleuth and internet stalking, they are just being protective, which friends should be. Absolutely. This one says, not justified. I have a guy friend who does this. All his friends literally are married with kids, so he doesn't have a lot of people to go out with. This text says, I totally agree, Mercedes. My brother's 32, single, and says it's hard to even meet people in real life anymore. I think it's great this guy went out by himself instead of just scrolling on the dating apps. This says, I don't know. I still think it's a little weird. If I saw a guy alone at a bar, I'd assume he was waiting for someone or trying to pick up multiple women. And then this one says, men are struggling. My husband doesn't have any guy friends anymore. His only social life is fantasy football. It's kind of sad.
Do you think that social media has a lot to do with, like, these people not going out as much?
100%. I think it has. It's why all of us get stuck at home a lot and watch Netflix and sit on our phones and stuff like that. I can tell you 100%. I don't go out as much as I used to because I just am like, got everything I need at home. Like,
yeah.
What's the use? Like, for you, Ramon, do you have a lot of guy friends or do you mostly hang out with your wife?
I have maybe 2-3 guy friends I could hang out with. Other than that, I mean, I guess if you count cousins, then I have more. But yeah, usually just my wife.
Yeah, another text says, this makes me feel terrible about myself because I've definitely went to a bar, played $20 by myself. Maybe exchange socials and scope him out.
That is so funny. Isn't that the newest thing now? Like, I don't want your number anymore. What's your Instagram? Yep. I think I'm still not over that fact.
Yeah, you can kind of gauge someone from the social media world. That's what we have to do.
Yeah.
This says, I can't stand that women automatically think that men are predators and villains. It's really sad. Yeah, it is sad, but it's like the bad apples are ruining it for the bunch.
That's
so maybe
exactly it.
We need to, like, still be have our guard up, but also know that, you know, generally people are good, I hope.
Well, what's up with those stupid monsters on Netflix? I think of everyone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.